A word for you from Romans chapter 1 verses 24, 26 and 28. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Verse 28, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. The most terrible sentence a person can have is to be given up by God. It means even more than giving up hope yourself, but where God gives up people, where they have not acknowledged God, for instance, those who even exclude God from His own creation, say we were not made by God, we simply evolved. That is the ultimate slap in the face of God, our loving Creator. And so, as these people in Romans 1, and he describes here not just people in those days, but even in this day, for it is true in every dispensation, because it is true of the human heart, that if we do not acknowledge Him, thanking Him, loving Him, then we are given up by Him. And then it goes on to say, after those three verses I've read to you, the awful sins that people fall into when they have been given up by God, because they land up in passions and perversions that are unnatural, natural to the heart of man, given up by God. It says in verse 29, they are filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice, envy, murder, strife, deceit. The list goes on and on. Do you find yourself in this category as one given up by God? Well, perhaps God is also teaching you a lesson that if left to yourself, there is no limit to the rock bottom of sin to which you can fall. There is no limitation of wickedness in your life. It should also help you to turn back to God, then to do the opposite of what has happened here in Romans 1. Seek to acknowledge Him, to love Him, to thank Him, to obey Him. And then there is no limit to the righteousness of God that can be displayed in you, all through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.